I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So then all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey.
Well, ooh, I never. Oh, once again, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, one and all. How exciting for me and you and all them listeners out in the cyberspace. We got some good comedy coming up. It's gonna be real great. It's gonna be hilarious. It's gonna be top notch, wonderful goodness. But before that happens, as you know, I have to play some music. I'm thinking some Black Moth Super Rainbow. Black Moth Super Rainbow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna make it work. Oh, 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 well then, I never. Oh.
show started. Before that, I'll take you away with the soothing sounds of The Who. Gotta love that keyboard. Thank you.
what, Andrew? Just because we got a new boss doesn't mean he's not our fucking boss, man.
Same as the
fucking old boss, dude. So yeah, Harry Bridges was an Australian native in San Francisco in 1923. He worked as a sailor.
Justin.
And a longshoreman.
Justin.
He was a native Australian.
Justin.
What?
This is a time for improv, not a time for learning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No learning. All right, I'm going out there.
Yeah, you better get out of here because I'm learning.
No.
Hey, Andrew, I'm learning real hard.
Stop teaching people.
Andrew's coming out of the booth, and no one's learning anything.
No one's learning, no facts, no
nothing. Turn a good song into something bad.
That's what I do, Spencer.
About music at all.
No one needs to learn. Welcome to Open Improv, everybody!
Let's go over the rules. We're going to do this quick. We're going to get going.
Wait, first, this is the only class where the assignments are made up, but the grades don't matter.
Hilarious. Number one, hilarious. Fuck the rule.
Yeah, rule number two is
don't touch the mic.
It's very annoying.
Rule number three is
fuck the rules.
Rule number four is this is a live studio audience. Everybody is on a microphone here.
So you are on a microphone currently.
Live studio.
Rule number five.
No one gets paid. Except for Mutiny Radio.
I don't like that rule.
Rule number six.
Pick up sticks. Rule number seven.
All dogs go to heaven.
Sure. Rule number eight.
Andrew's not straight.
Also not true. Rule number nine. Feeling fine. Rule number ten, let's do it again! Rule number one, fuck the rule! Alright, that's good. No, that's good.
People are going to think we wrote that, but it was improv.
Well, yeah.
If we do it every week, now it is written.
Well, no, because
one time it was improv.
I am mostly illiterate, and therefore cannot read or write, and so therefore...
Does this mic work?
Yes, it does.
It's half-written is what
I'll move
saying.
It out.
Yeah, stick that out the window, bro. Stick it out the window.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Sweet.
Hey, sweet, and it's like right next to the piano too. So you know, that's the thing. That's a thing.
Right next to the piano.
Woo! The book of lore relating to.
Stop it! Oh, God. Stop it!
I can't stop it. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Stop learning. Justin, to counteract these facts you've been telling everybody, I need some non-facts. Give me some non-facts.
Jesus
was from Mars! Oh!
Hardwired legs are a vegetable.
A crater is when a tree grows.
What?
I said a crater is when a tree grows.
See, that sounds like a fact to me.
No, all the bachelors are married women.
Ah.
We got Chicano brother. 9/11 wasn't indoor, but it seemed like an outdoor job.
North is the direction of green.
I love it. Love it. Great. Oh, shit.
Oh, that one worked? That one worked? This is goddamn bullshit. The bit was that everything I was doing was wrong, you son of a bitch. All right.
So what are we doing first, Justin?
He's answering Sweet Gail's call. Let's do, we did 185 last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Back in My Day.
All right. Here's how it works. It's a group game. Stand up, sit down, don't give a fuck. If you're not near a microphone, you might not be heard. If you're just, you might be heard. We'll see when we listen to this later.
All right, suggestion. Back in my day, we didn't have...
Blank. Joke. Got it? Good.
Gravy. Gravy. Let's do gravy.
Gravy?
Gravy.
Gravy.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. If you wanted something thick and gross, you'd talk to your math teacher.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. There wasn't a cool way to say it's all good.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. And if you had chicken stock, well, then you were in trouble because the market's down.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. And the only thing that surrounded potatoes was hardship.
gravy.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. The only thing that got gross when it sat in a boat was pirates.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy, and the only stuffing we had was in that bear on the wall, damn it.
Stuffing.
Gravy.
Mrs.
Stover
was your math teacher?
Yeah,
Stover's
was.
God
damn it.
New thing.
New thing. Back in my day, we didn't have...
Boxes.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. The only thing we put people in was the cell. Nope.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and the only thing you had to check was your white privilege.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. We buried people in pyramids.
Jesus. Hashtag history. Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and trains were just made out of Tupperware cars.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and the only cubes we had were game cubes.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and if you wanted to move, you better get some oxen in a cart.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and breakdancing got your clothes dirty.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. If you wanted to punch someone for a belt, you got real drunk at a Macy's.
Back in my day,
we didn't have boxes, and crate was how Uncle Billy thought his life was going.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and there were Meeseeks everywhere.
Back in my day, we didn't have cardboard boxes, and we had a rainforest, too.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. If you wanted a lot of wine for cheap, you just listened to your girlfriend.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. New thing.
All right, yeah, last subject. Back in my day, we didn't have...
Movie theaters.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted to throw popcorn at strangers, you had to go to a baseball game in Japan. Learning with Justin.
Learning with Justin.
Facts all day. Bet you didn't know Japanese people eat popcorn at baseball games.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted to get a hand job as a tween, you better love plays.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. If you wanted to see something in 3D, you went outside. Use your eyeballs.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only place my dad had to worry about getting shot up at was the methadone clinic.
Not implying that my dad is afraid of being shot or a heroin addict.
I like all your disclaimers after your jokes.
You already know where I'm at.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And if you wanted an icy, you went to the 7-Eleven and got a Slurpee, because they're better.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. Then the only thing coming near you was a scary homeless guy.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and IMAX was a program you used to hack your iPhone.
Yay!
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and a century was a really fucking long time.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only digital projection in our lives was killing people in video games.
Ooh, yeah. Nope. Real dark.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only summer blockbuster was a prisoner who got arrested in the summer.
That's all I got.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if somebody took your stub, well, then they better give you a biggie.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and a chick flick was my technique on how to arouse a woman.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only thing that was rated R was pirates.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. When we built a theater, it stayed in place.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and you could buy a bunch of crunch at the store.
Reginald, it's one of them movie theaters. No! Who put this one on wheels?
Are we going to see Howl's Moving Castle?
This is a very
nice It's not
show.
Moving at all, bro.
Howl's Moving Castle in a moving theater.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted to see excessive violence, you just existed in the 1930s.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and science fiction was just gravity.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and Star Wars was when we decided there was the battle between heliocentricity and
back in my day we didn't have movie theaters, and if you saw a sneak preview, that means you were a peeping Tom.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and Indiana Jones was your old prospector uncle.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only trailers we saw were filled with hillbillies.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only thing that was 70 millimeters was my dick.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you made out in a drive-thru, they wouldn't give you your chicken nuggets.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only thing that was black and white was our restrooms.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And the only reason we used were in the end of a fishing pole.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the Ice Age was something we lived through.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and an IMAX were just what old people called Apple computers. How do I get on the Google?
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. The concessions and the walking race, and that's just meandering around.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And if there was a dark public space with a sticky floor, you get out of there. It's a gross place.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you were surrounded by red vines, that meant you were in the dangerous part of the jungle. It's poisonous.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the Titanic was an actual ship.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you had a bootleg, it meant you could afford boots.
Hashtag history. Learning with Justin, you're learning with Justin. I bet
These
you didn't think
facts.
You'd learn anything
These
with Justin.
Facts.
These are all facts.
Jennifer, I'm going to have to work so hard to make sure that no one learned anything.
Everybody's going to have to get real high.
Oh, man.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if the floor was sticky, it means your mom was hungover.
No, go back into that one.
Bring it back. Go back into that one. Open that portal back up.
I'm gonna get my freedom.
She dead?
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted a kick in the seat, you'd talk back to your father.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if somebody was throwing M&Ms at your head, it's because they were trying to point out the sniper silently. Look out! Get down!
Sorry.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and an usher was a popular R&B singer.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. The only thing you snuck into because you were too young was a prostitute.
Back in my day, we didn't have
movie theaters, and Popcorn had yet to have his son Corn with a K.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and a blockbuster was a weapon developed by the United States government.
This has gone on forever. Yeah, Spencer just walked away. We're done.
You read this?
Did I?
I got a burrito.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Hey, you want to learn a fun fact, guys?
No.
No. No learning.
Wow, you got him good.
Yeah.
You got him fucking.
See? I know. Peace out.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Characters.
I miss your face.
Vote DJ Action President. DJ Action President. Action. DJ Action President.
DJ Action President.com.
Finally thought of a sketch I could have filmed for him.
Yay.
Vote or I'll die.
Vote or cry, motherfucker.
No, just vote or I will die. I'm locked in this room.
With Pop Daddy.
They will not let me out. Please vote or I will die.
And if you do not vote within the next 5 minutes, we will send you his fingers. What now? Let's do. What now? You want to do LA Freeze? Le Frost? Le Froid? No. That's almost too accurate to what actually the phrase is, and I don't want these people learning.
All right. Good job. Okay.
The way this one works, you'll fucking figure it out. Deal with it.
Space Pepsi Crystal.
Andrew, give me the Space Crystal Pepsi.
Never!
Pepsi Crystal.
Never! I will never give you this crystal made of pure Pepsi.
But Andrew, if you don't give me the crystal, then I won't be able to save the planet.
I have enveloped its power. I shall be the Pepsi Lord.
No, Andrew, you're turning into Crystal Pepsi. Pepsi Crystal. I'm sorry, I have a disease where I flip things backwards.
Am I crystal or am I liquid?
No, you're a crystal colored liquid. Freeze!
Are you sure this jetpack's gonna work, Doctor?
Oh man, totally sure.
I don't know.
I filled it with ammonium supertrate and some green stuff.
Are you sure it's gonna be safe, Doc? Because I don't got health insurance.
No, it's gonna be totally safe. Just back up really quick.
Right.
No, this blast wall is gonna pop up here.
Freeze.
Let's see murdered your mother in the bathroom. Nope.
Billy boop, Billy boop. I killed
okay,
the other
okay,
team.
Okay, let me just repeat the question. Maybe you were confused. Name an animal you might find in the forest.
Billy boop, Billy boop.
Craig.
Billy boop.
Yeah.
The corpse of a child.
Freeze. Okay, that's all I'm working with. I didn't see your face.
Oh, it was there.
Okay. Listen, kid, if you want to be a sign waiver, you're going to have to be happier than that, all right?
I don't physically know how.
Smiles sell houses. Say it with me. Smiles sell houses faster. Smiles sell houses faster. Smiles sell houses. Smiles sell houses. Spin, baby. Spin. Smile. Say it. Smiles sell houses. Smiles sell houses. There we go. All right. Around the back. Around the back. Goddamn, I'll make a sign waiver of you yet, Charlie. Yes. Yes. 720. Do it. Sold a 4-bedroom, 3-car garage with an inline pool.
Do I get a commission on that?
$17.
Sweet.
Meh meh.
Freeze.
That's not a trap.
Well.
That was a diesel.
There's no fucking point in climbing Everest if we're not gonna ski down it. I'll go after you go. I mean, I kind of assumed you would go first.
Me? Are you on a rock, paper, scissors for it?
Absolutely.
as is the mountain climber's code.
We never would have gotten here without that code.
That code is what kept us alive!
Kept us alive that time we ran out of supplies.
Yes, at the time when we had to eat the Sherpa, because he lost rock, paper, scissors. That's
freeze.
Well, why do you get two detonators? Why I's got one detonator?
Well, I get two detonators because only one of my thumbs works and I can never remember which one.
Oh, so it really is just one detonator split into two pieces.
We're gonna rob this geriatric community credit union. And I don't want to forget about it this time.
No, me either. In fact, I'm feeling fairly confident that I'm going to get through this without soiled drawers.
Ethel, I believe in you. There's my ski mask on, right?
You ready? What's fun is going to be?
I'm just going to see what happens with the boat. It's redundant, Ethel. Whoa, it's redundant.
Here we go.
Freeze. And here is another trophy for most improved.
Yes.
And here's another trophy for best hair.
What?
And here's another trophy for Mr. Congeniality.
I love you, Dad.
And here's another trophy for being just a great son. And here's another trophy for not disappointing me as much as I thought you were going to.
Here's a trophy for being an accident that ruined my body.
Here's a trophy for being able to take your mother's physical and emotional abuse.
Here's a trophy for I wish your brother hadn't died.
Here's another trophy for not letting your emotional scars ruin your life.
I'm starting to get buried under the trophies here.
You will take the trophy! You are a winner!
Thanks, Dad. Where's the trophy for dealing with this process?
Actually, that goes to your mother.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome, honey.
Freeze.
Mr. Clarence, why is that man doing that?
He's making my lunchtime cocktail. My personal bartender. It was in my rider. If I'm going to be teaching AP storytelling, I'm gonna have to be drunk.
Okay.
Any more dumb questions?
No, I'm ready for the lecture.
All right. It'll be ready as soon as he's done flair bartending, as was in my rider.
Can I listen to my iPod?
No! I'm sorry. Yes, go for it. What am I? Yes, you know how I like it, Timothy. Timothy Jeffery.
Freeze! That's the whole thing.
I know.
Alright, guys, help me out with this, okay? I'm doing this audition for Kylo Ren, and I just want to make sure I have the right voice, okay? Alright, guys? Feeling it? Can I? Don't give me that look!
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know who Kylo Ren is.
Is that that guy who beat up Cindy?
No. Okay, so you know, all right. Okay, so he's a guy that's kind of like, he wants to be like his grandfather.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. It's
Benjamin Button.
Kylo Ren and Stimpy.
No, that's not, what's the Kylo part?
Okay, well, I mean, he kind of took it from a band, kind of like Rilo Kylie, and then he's like, I'll just shorten it to Kylo Ren. It's kind of cool. Okay. But anyways, he's very emotive. Okay? But he has a deep voice, so I'm just trying to get it right.
Freeze!
You're not really selling us on this dishwasher, Eric!
Well, you know, it dices, it transforms, you know, it can also do your taxes, and sometimes it,
looks like a cup!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alright guys, I'll level with you, okay? Alright, it's a prototype. What you need to do is you need to hook it up into your phone, and then it will update it, and it'll become more than a dishwasher, okay?
All right, he's plugging it in right now. It still kind of looks like a...
Wait. Don't plug it in right now. You need to put the batteries in, okay?
Okay, I don't see how you expect us to buy a product that we can't test before.
You know, it's bad. It's a buyer beware.
Hey guys, look what I found! Look what I found in my dad's closet! Look what I found! Look what I found! You guys want to play with us?
So bad!
What? So bad? Bad isn't good.
Like a lot.
Like bad isn't good.
Yes.
Bad isn't cool.
Put away those gauntlets.
But these gauntlets are sweet.
I wish I had gauntlets.
No, you don't.
I wish I had.
Dad
arms.
Said we can't play with the gauntlets because they're for self-defense.
Guys, come at me! Come at me! I can defend myself with these gauntlets.
I can attack you with my teeth.
No, don't do it. People don't kill people. Gauntlets kill people.
No, people with gauntlets kill people.
Yeah, but it's.
Freeze!
Penny, you ready?
Well, they say your testosterone's low, so this is really the only way you're gonna get me pregnant, Steven.
Here we go.
I'm sorry. what are you guys?
I'm in front. Conceiving. Yes.
Yeah. Carry on. All right. Why'd we put the slip inside here if you weren't gonna get the momentum we needed? I told you to put water on it first. You're taking the romance out of this entire process, Steven. Thank you. All I ask is for a little bit of consideration. I mean, I am the one having the baby. And you can't just... Oh, God! Okay, you're in. Okay, what do you see? Just stand up, there's plenty of room.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, what do you see? No, stand up. You're
it's really dark in
you're
here.
In my vagina.
It's really
you
dark in here.
You're currently in my vagina. Just stand up. There's room.
I don't know. It feels really squishy. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's how it works. That's my lining. Don't mess that up. Okay.
I thought this would feel nice.
Okay, now that you're
ready. I haven't seen another person in 40 years.
Holy shit!
You're gonna find an old raggedy man.
I've found the gatekeeper.
He'll show you the way.
Follow me.
Why is there an old man in here?
Because I need a gatekeeper.
Follow me in my lantern of conception. This okay. way.
We didn't put a lot of thought into the names of stuff. This is really a complicated process to get the gatekeeper in there.
Did you ever come in here and work on this, or you just like hired these people?
Tell me, boy, what year is it? I've been here for quite a while.
It's 2016.
Wow, the world must have changed.
How old is this guy? How old are you?
I've been here for many moons, I think. Or at least many cycles.
42.
I'm 42.
So have you ever come in your pussy before? Well, hello? Are you listening?
What?
There's no reception down here. We're deep. We're deep within the tubes.
I can't quite hear everything you're saying.
So wait, did you...
Whatever you do, don't...
I can't.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, Google. How do you get two assholes stuck out of your vagina?
I mean, I'm a doctor. I could tell you.
Joseph Anthony.
How you got your asshole into your vagina, I do not know.
Okay, well, I'm paying you and I'm just in here. I'm gonna get to work.
I can do.
What is going on with
we are the foremost vagina asshole experts in the country.
What I can do is I can basically concoct a new pathway using one of your leg arteries between your vagina and your asshole, combining both. That's where I'm at. That. Sorry. Learning with domes.
Yeah, but Justin, they were almost faxing there.
Just sit in my beanbag chair. I swear, it's not haunted.
It's not haunted. Why would you? I don't understand why that would be a qualifier for
some people. People are concerned.
They're not haunted.
What was that?
Not haunted.
What was that?
It's not haunted.
It's the beanbag chair telling you it's not
haunted.
I'm
just the next door neighbor being nosy.
You don't live near anybody in this creepy cabin of yours with a single beanbag chair.
Sure. Just one beanbag chair, one piece of furniture. I promise it's not haunted.
Please. Never spoon. I'm sorry. It's not a hunger strike if we ignore them.
Huh.
Don't even look at them.
This isn't a strike, guys.
Did you hear that wind?
Yeah. You know what I've been doing to counteract the hunger strike? I've been eating for two.
I just want some chips. I mean, I know we live in San Francisco, but you guys can give me some of those chips.
Is that a platter of hot dogs?
Why, yes it is.
Well, I'm a platter of hot dogs!
Thank you, platter. Okay. Man, what a beautiful tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys think it's funny? Wait till you see your startup crash and burn, and you're on the streets as well.
My startup will never crash and burn. I'm sorry.
What are you talking? You're talking to the wind? What are you, Pocahontas?
I'm just
freeze.
Saying.
Freeze.
She painted with all the colors of the wind, by the way. It's not talking to the wind.
Yeah, you should paint the model with all of the colors of the wind.
So
the model, this is the best model we've ever had in this imaginary painting.
I'm the best model you've ever had for imaginary painting.
What color is the wind?
What's that supposed to mean?
What color are your imaginations?
What's that supposed to mean?
How colored is your imagination?
This is our best model because they're the most thought-provoking. Answer the question while you paint.
I don't know what the question is.
Okay, like tits.
Why does...
Like tits?
Yeah, no, I get tits. Great tits.
They're the best.
They're great tits.
That's my name. Tits. The best visual model creativity. So what color are you going to paint me, bro?
Well, I don't know what color the wind is, so I
freeze. Yeah, boys, this album's going platinum. That's what I'm saying. Don't move, it's perfect.
All right, I had enough. All right, my fingers are itchy.
Sure.
Let me touch my neck.
This is technically no sort of drum roll at all. The sticks are everywhere, hodgepodge.
God damn it, Nitro, if you want to get a platinum album, you need a platinum album cover.
See, there you go again.
I joined the band to take stiffy photos. I joined the band to make fucking
movies. Hold on, super producer Greg's over here.
I'm not getting them. You don't need to get him on anything. This is a fucking
bullshit.
Why do you bring your crew everywhere you go?
It's safety blanket in human form.
They are the crew. You have to have your crew with you. All right,
taking the picture. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Smile. Click.
You like taking a picture.
You also feel.
This is how you want our family photo to look, Greg. This is how you want it. You can't even get him to sit on a chair. What is this like?
Mom, don't make fun.
I want a bad family photo. Don't sit on the chair just cause she says.
Guess I don't have legs. Fred. You guys are fighting over me not having legs again. I wish I was never born sometimes.
You know what? We're starting to feel the same way.
Oh. Well, the truth comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah. What the fuck is the photographer?
I did.
This is what happens when we do this for 3 hours.
I'm masturbating. I don't want to hear it.
Good
kid. You're really ruining this family.
It's just my stepson. I can walk away from this. Just saying. And
go ahead, Dad. Tell him. Tell her. Tell her about the time machine.
Look, honey.
I'm yours.
Look, honey, a kid is like a time machine. You know, when you commit to having one, you lose track of everything, and then suddenly you find yourself in the future.
Be it a telephone, or be it your Matthew McConaughey and
Freeze!
All
right, so you two talk it out. We're gonna go back to the office.
I'm gonna say I feel like you totally ignore the fact that I'm sinking in quicksand, and I feel like it's affecting our relationship.
I just don't think it's my responsibility to bail you out every time you get into trouble.
Okay, see, here's the thing. Maybe I can't get out of this quicksand, so maybe, just maybe.
Quicksand, if you read online, you can only go like 4 feet deep. You're clearly not even trying. You're not even trying.
See,
that's
this
always
is
the
problem with the
to feed the sinking sand. No.
Yeah,
I'm the sand. He is quicksand.
I don't know what I want to do right now.
Carol, just get in the tent. You're being ridiculous.
Oh my god, it's so close to the cliff. Like, what if the wind blows really hard?
Carol, you're freezing to death out there. Just get in the tent.
Russell, I'm a tent.
God damn it.
Great, now this is great. Alright.
I'm in the tent. What do you want? Now are you warm now? Are you happy? We're all safe in the tent.
Freeze!
I'm a tiny ghost. I'm haunting your tiny house, you tiny people.
I'm a tiny heroin addict, man. I've got bigger demons than you.
You sound like you have a little problem.
What's the worst you're gonna do?
Guide, I will give you...
Just remember, Franklin, don't cross the tiny streams. It's the tiny Ghostbusters.
Holy shit, it's the tiny Ghostbusters. We love you guys. You guys are the best, man. You guys, we love you, man.
That'll be $500.
Wait.
Oh, Jesus.
We didn't call you. We don't even live here, man.
Who else would you call?
We live here, but we don't.
I mean, like, we're not, like, paying rent.
Well,
we can bring back a ghost, then, I guess.
That was fun. And nothing was learned. Huzzah.
I learned that nothing.
Damn it! Ah, shit!
You feel like you deserve a hard slap across the
head. Yellow is a color. Damn it! Fuck! Trees use photosynthesis. God fucking damn it! The world is round. Fuck! Sorry. I made a promise to all of you that you would learn nothing here tonight. And
sweet Gale time.
Is it going to do Sweet Gale now? What time is it? We can do that. We can do it. Fuck. All right. Okay. I talked to her. She started off by going, "Oh, Andrew, are you doing a radio show now?" And I go, "No, we're doing improv." She goes, "Oh, wait. Oh, it's Tuesday. I thought it was Monday. I'm a fucking idiot." All right, sweet. She started about going, "Hey, did you know what today is? It's an anniversary. It's a big anniversary." And I was like, "Oh, it's the anniversary of Ted Bundy getting executed."
What is it?
I guess it is. She went on and on. "He's a fucking creep." And
she knew that.
Yo. I don't know. Maybe. Hey, kids! Hello! Hey. So So she had one. She didn't want us to do a Ted Bundy related sketch because she thought that would get us beat up. Huh?
Who's Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy. He was a serial killer.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's Al Bundy.
Well, I think I know what direction we're taking.
Of course. Now she wanted to do something about that, him and him on death row or something. But also, she wanted to revisit the idea of a group of people hanging out, and one of them is not who they seem.
And one of them what?
Is not who they seem. One of them is a loony. Yeah. How did you know? Was it the voice?
And then
sell it, baby, sell it.
He was executed 2 days ago, not 4 years ago.
What?
She also thought it was Monday, so.
She's 2 days off on the anniversary, but she's close.
I don't know how her mind works. No! Shut up! We're not learning anything here!
All right, let's do it. Who wants to start off?
Ted Bundy will live forever!
Boom. We are one.
You guys want to do a musical?
Later.
Damn it.
Should I play something?
If you... Nah, we'll do it later. We'll do it later. So, yeah. No.
How dare you be helpful and talented?
Yeah. Damn it! I hate talent!
This is not a place for talent.
No. You're not enough of a hack. No, you stay. I don't know you, but I love you. So that's the scene. I don't know. Ted Bundy's getting executed or some shit.
All right, cool.
Fucking, all right.
Ted Bundy's getting executed?
I guess I'll be executed.
Yeah, I still know what he'll be.
All right.
In the people versus Ted Bundy, the jury finds the defendant like super guilty.
Totally, absolutely guilty.
Yeah, unanimous from us.
Yeah, 100%.
More than 100% of us agree.
Yeah, we brought in some people. They were in on it.
What about all the witnesses we had?
They agreed you were guilty.
What?
And with this mallet. Oh, all right, there goes the balloons and the streamers. Congratulations, Mr. Bundy. You got a unanimous execution.
Yay!
What do I win?
You win death by injection.
What? Oh, I didn't even sign up for this game.
That's how it's done. Nurse, go ahead and put the needles in his arm. All right, here we go.
Wait, am I supposed to get my last meal?
Oh, shit. All right, pull those needles back out of his arm. Sorry, we got so excited with the balloons and streamers. We kind of ran through it here.
Why don't you get an execute?
Hey, boss, you want I should put the balloons back up there?
No, we already did that. That's fine. What do you want to eat, man?
I'll take some chili.
Some chili?
Yeah, I don't care how long it takes to make that. You know, okay. 3 or 4 days.
Bailiff, you make some pretty sweet chili, right?
It's like a slow cook. It's gonna be like a long time.
I get it. It's like a 6-alarm chili, right? Yeah. It's his last meal, man. Make it good.
Take all the time you need. We'll chill. You think you could let me out of this chair?
No.
It's really uncomfortable. I can't even feel my hands move.
No, I can't do that at all.
What? Come on. Dude, this is my last day on Earth. This is how you want me to spend it? Tied up to some chair? Waiting for some chili?
What do you think he's gonna fuck up?
The balloons and the streamers already went down, right, man?
Oh, God.
Fucking break.
I didn't want to go out like this.
Objection, Your Honor. Do we really have to execute him here in the courtroom?
Yeah.
The fucking balloons.
Just kidding, do it!
You better not be making money off this. If you are, I want my cut.
There's gonna be documentaries and stuff.
Oh, I better get some.
The money's gonna go to the victims' fund. It's not.
They didn't do shit.
You want one of these?
Yeah. Can you?
This chili takes like 13 hours, so we're gonna.
Hey, we're gonna be here for a while. She gave me a Snicker bars.
Satisfied.
You wouldn't
like me when I'm hangry.
No, for real though, can you?
Yeah, you want a Gatorade? You want a Gatorade?